This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
I promise, if I'm wrong, and this ends up being a bad thing, I will admit I am wrong and apologize. Will you do the same? When it ends up being good for the country, good for the American people, will you admit that you were wrong in your opposition? Will you? Welcome to Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray. It's a Monday, a beautiful Monday here in lovely central Illinois, where I am located. Gully, I know you are in Liverpool. I'm sure it's probably colder there. What's the temperature in Liverpool today?
It's 9, so we do it the other way around from you. So it's pretty cold, pretty miserable, yeah. And raining.
See, we're like almost 70. It's gorgeous here. I mean,
look at you.
It's like spring, which I guess it is spring, but it actually feels like spring today. So very excited about that. Welcome to the show. What an eventful 24 hours we've had in this country. Vanilla Gorilla is not going to do the show. Refuses to do the show because he says all I'm going to do is gloat today. He does not want to put up with my gloating.
Are you sure he hasn't been kicked out?
Of the country.
Possibly by his wife.
Well, that could be it. Maybe he's looking for a new place to live.
That could be. That's what I'm thinking.
He sent me a text. I've got my phone. I'm going to look up the text here. Mm-hmm. Says, I can't make the show today. I'm sure all you're going to do is gloat about the vote yesterday. I will be protesting. It is not over yet. Yes, it's over. It's over, Gorilla. Stop fooling yourself. Stop fooling yourself into thinking it's not over. It is over, and thank God. The best efforts of the Republican Party, we still ended up doing something good for the rest of the country. So they tried their best to defeat it. They tried their best to defeat this bill that helps us.
With
the support of the easily led right behind them.
The sheep.
Yes. I was reading this article today about how similar this was to civil rights. To the civil rights movement and women's right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
It was really weird. The same thing, like Southern Democrats voted against giving civil rights and there were zero Southern Republican votes. You know what I mean? It was like,
mm-hmm.
And the whole country was against it. But they did it anyway.
That turns out well.
Yeah, it was really weird. Yeah, but I mean, it's strange that, you know, all these years later, that's still happening. I mean, I'm not saying that this is the civil rights movement, but this is something that I think, listen, wouldn't you admit that this is a good... maybe not you, Gully. You live in
I live in the land of free healthcare.
Yeah, you live in England. You've already got health care. Yours is free, where ours is, you know, we still got to pay for it. But.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really good chance. There's a good chance that this is going to be a good thing. You know what I mean? It's going to be a good thing.
It's positive steps, and
yeah.
It's very surprising that a developed nation such as yours wasn't there sooner.
Well, because we're a capitalist society, all right?
Mm.
And the people with the money usually make the rules.
Unfortunately,
but
so.
Now we got a guy in there who doesn't care. Listen, we got a guy in there who doesn't care if he gets reelected or not. I honestly feel that Obama does not care if he gets reelected. He wants to push through the things to help people. And I know that it is so odd. We're so against anyone in this country. We're so against anybody in this country. We're so afraid somebody's going to get something for nothing. It's the strangest thing. Most of the complaints, how are we going to pay for it? Well, great. That just means more tax dollars going to support people who are too lazy. Boy, we're really afraid that somebody's going to get something for nothing in this country, aren't we? God forbid. God forbid, in a land that's supposed to be filled with equal opportunity, we actually create equal opportunity. The three arguments that have made me the most angry. Number one, that's number one right there. They're so afraid someone's going to get something for nothing. How dare you? How dare you? I am proud to be an American. I am proud to live in a country of opportunity. I'm proud to live in a country whose original creation was for equality. Mm-hmm. And when we realized that it was flawed equality, we fought to fix it. When we looked at the Constitution, and the Constitution basically said a black man was not a full man, but yet it also said all men are created equal, we fixed it.
True. Yeah. At least you made the effort to do it.
Well, we did. We said, listen, this is ridiculous. We cannot have a Constitution that says all men are created equal, and then have something in there that says black men are not worth a full man. I mean, that's ridiculous. So we fixed it. We fixed it. It took us way too long, in my opinion, but we eventually fixed it. We also made it so that women were also equal to men. We tried our best. Now we're just trying to make it. And whenever these people complain that someone's getting something for nothing, listen, will you admit to me there is a difference? Has anybody watched the movie Precious? Have you seen this movie Precious?
Nope.
This is the most depressing movie ever. But this Monique is so amazing in this movie. She plays this abusive mother, and she's got a daughter named Precious, who is this morbidly obese black girl who's been raped by her father. Mm-hmm. She's had a retarded child, and she's pregnant again. It's this compelling story about just the worst of it really is. It's about just the horrible things that go on in this country. Will someone please admit to me that Precious is not born on equal ground as someone whose parents are, say, Bill Gates? Will you admit to me that we are not an equal country when the same benefits that happen to Bill Gates' children are not handed down to somebody like a Precious? So no, we're not. Whenever I hear somebody say we just love giving something to nobody, listen, people don't. We're not little babies in baby heaven, waiting to be born, and we get to choose who we're born to. All right? We're not. We're not. We don't get to look at a list of people and say, oh, I want to be born to them. That sounds cool. No.
Mm-hmm.
Because trust me, every single one. Bill Gates would have a billion children.
Yep.
I'm just saying that if we had the choice, if you had the choice to pick your parents, no, listen, after you don't know any better, so you'll take the parents you get, but if you had the choice, if I was born, listen, if I was born, let me put it this way. If I was born an orphan, which I guess you're not really born an orphan, but if I was born an orphan,
okay,
if my parents died during childbirth, both of them, if I shot out of my mother, killing her, and then hit my father in the face, shoving his nose into his brain, killing him as well.
Or he slipped on the placenta.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened, yeah. Or they were in a horrible car accident, and I flew out of my mother through the window and into a soft bush. They were both killed, and I was an orphan.
You landed in the pillow factory.
Yeah, I landed in the pillow factory. Okay, so there we go. I'm born an orphan. And I'm at the orphanage, and two couples come in to get me. And one couple is an abusive minority family. An abusive minority family who I can tell is going to verbally, physically, and sexually abuse me.
Like Joe's.
Treat me horribly. Have me live in filth. Not even have cable TV. Oh, goodness sake.
Like Joe.
Have like a black and white TV.
So getting brought up by Joe and Miss Kitty.
Or a nice family comes in. And they're worth millions of dollars. They have all the luxury of the world. I'll have all the benefits. They'll definitely be able to pay for my education. They'll be able to send me to the best schools. They'll mm-hmm. be able to ensure that I eat properly, that I'm well taken care of. The father makes all the money. The mother's home every day to raise me. I'm going to be given every opportunity to grow up a well-adjusted, taken care of, have a worry-free childhood.
Of course, that would be easy, though, wouldn't it?
And you've got the choice. Who are you going to pick?
It's not going to be Joe.
Of course you're not going to. Yes, you're not going to pick Hillbilly Joe.
No
way. You're going to pick the Trumps.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Gates. You're going to pick the other. We don't have that. We don't have that decision in this country. It's not what we have. So whenever people say that we need to stop giving, why do I have to work? Why do I have to work so that these people can be taken care of? You want to know why? Because you were fortunate to be born into a good family, or you were fortunate enough to work your way out of a crappy situation. Or you live in a land, okay? You live in a world, in a country, not a world. You live in a country that allows you to be successful even though you might not have been born into a successful situation.
It's the land of opportunity, so
and
they say.
You live in a country that allows you to be born wealthy. Or you live in a country that allows you to achieve. And that's what you're paying for. You live in that country. Now, you might say, oh, well, everyone has the same opportunity. Bullshit. Not everyone has the same opportunity. All right? Stop fooling yourself into thinking everyone has the same opportunity. They do not. We don't. We don't. So stop fooling yourself into thinking that we all have the same opportunity to better ourselves. That is a ridiculous, flawed, fairy tale notion. So I hate when people say that. Second, I hate when people say America has the best health care system in the world. All the people from Canada cross the borders to come here. All right, that's a lie, okay? People from Canada do not call the, all the Canadians do not cross the borders to come here for health care. That is an outright lie. Stop facilitating that lie. Stop it. You need to stop that.
True.
Every single Canadian, it's a handful. You think the Canadians that live in Toronto, or Toronto as they say it, do you honestly think the people in Toronto come across the border to go to doctors in Niagara Falls? Really?
Doubt it very
do
much.
Do you really think that's happening? I mean, yeah, somebody living in some ridiculous, piddly-ass Canadian border town might cross and go down to Minneapolis. You know? Somebody living in some dump town might cross. Or somebody with money that has to see a specialist, and the specialist only lives in the United States, might cross. But stop facilitating the lie that all Canadians cross the border. They do. They don't. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Stop it.
It's silly.
And by the way, even the Canadians who do cross the border to get to see a specialist or get a quicker appointment, they still get their pharmaceuticals from Canada because their drugs are cheaper.
And it makes sense to get it there.
Third, stop pointing out to me these ridiculous stories of, well, the leader of, give me any country, give me any European country, Gully, just name one.
Finland.
The leader of Finland, he flies here to the United States to go to the doctor. He'll see a doctor here. Okay. Or the son of the French president had to come here to get an operation because their health care is so bad. All right. That might be the most retarded of all the arguments. Under health care in this country, if you honestly think that you as an average citizen can get in to see the same doctor that's working on the president of France's prostate, you are crazy. If you think you can get in to see the same specialist who might be doing some type of replacement on a world leader, you are sadly mistaken. It doesn't work that way. It will now. Or not now, but it will in the future. When we add a little bit of equality to the healthcare system in this country, maybe you could get in to see these big doctors. But right now, if you honestly think you're going to get in to see the same specialist that works on the son of a Saudi Arabian prince, you are crazy.
No, you've got no chance.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen, all right? Stop facilitating that lie. Stop trying to scare people like that. It doesn't work like that. And you know it doesn't work like that. If your insurance at work is so good, if you live in Springfield, Illinois, and your insurance is so good that it's going to pay for you to go see a specialist in New York City or a specialist out at Cedars-Sinai, or at the Mayo Clinic, that the son of some type of Saudi Arabian prince gets to see? Come on. You That's need to nonsense. Wake up. And if your condition is so bad and so spectacular, you will get to see a specialist. My nephew was born with a rare genetic disease. Mm-hmm. And he has been battling for his life for as long as he's been alive. My brother has no insurance. He has no health care through his work. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because technically he is, I guess technically he's part-time. I don't think he's actually, I think he gets full-time hours, but he's not technically full-time.
Okay.
And because he doesn't make a lot of money, he has been on a government-funded insurance. My nephew, with his special disease, has been living in Cincinnati for the last year. Has been living in Cincinnati for the last year as he sees this specialist to try to cure his disease. All right? This is on the government-funded health care. So the people that say you're not going to get to see the specialist that you need to see to save your life, it is a lie, all right? It's a lie.
People will facilitate the lie to get their
agenda put through.
Yep, that's always the way.
So stop saying these things.
Dirty politics.
So anyway, that's what really makes me mad. This is what's really going on, and I'll get off, I promise, I'll get off healthcare and 45 seconds, and I've got email to read and some other things to talk about. Immediate benefits of healthcare. The other rumor, by the way, the other rumor that people are facilitating is they're saying none of this stuff's going to kick in until 2016. None of it's kicking in until 2014. Actually, no. The things that are kicking in 2014 are the mandates and the fines. This is what happens right now. The president will sign health care tomorrow. He'll sign the Health Care Reform Act, the Health Care Reform Bill tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Almost immediately, at least, if not immediately, in the next 90 days, it will prohibit pre-existing condition exclusions for children in all new plans. For example, if your child has some kind of illness or some kind of disease,
okay,
or a condition, and you try to change insurance providers because the one you have has raised your prices, which, by the way, they do, you'll go in and the insurance company, until yesterday, would go to you and say, well, we can't cover your child's, we will pay for nothing that has to do with your child's whatever condition. Say your child has cancer.
Wow.
And you lose a job and you lose insurance and you have to get a new insurance. The insurance provider can say, they could say, no, we're not going to cover your child's cancer because that was a pre-existing condition.
They shouldn't exclude things like that.
But, Gully, that's how it worked. That's how it worked. That's what these people were picketing to keep the norm. They were picketing so that would continue. So the practice would continue of insurance companies being able to say, I'm sorry, your child has cancer, so we're not going to give you health care. And they will argue that that's unfair.
Medical care should be a basic human right, and if they're denying people of doing that, then there shouldn't be no arguments against it.
They really will argue that that is unfair to the insurance, to the poor insurance companies.
No.
Okay.
That's not unfair.
So, that's the immediate thing it's going to do is it's going to make it illegal for these insurance companies to exclude your sick child from your plans. That's one of the very first things that kicks in is if an insurance company says, nope, we're not going to cover your child's cancer, you could say, no, that's against the law.
Well, that's a good thing.
Number two, it will provide immediate access to insurance for uninsured Americans who are uninsured because of a pre-existing condition. If you yourself have cancer, or you are a woman who is pregnant, or you are a person that has diabetes,
okay,
or you whatever your condition is, you will be you could be dropped by your coverage before yesterday. Your insurance provider could say, you know what? You cost too much money. It costs too much. We're sick of paying for your – we're not going to insure you anymore. And then you would try to go to another insurance company, and they would say, yeah, we'll insure you. However, we're not going to pay for any of your diabetes or cancer medicine because that's a pre-existing condition.
That's ridiculous.
Or we're not going to cover the birth of your child because your wife's pregnant before you joined this insurance. Okay?
That's just bizarre.
That's the kind of stuff they did. Now, guess what? That's illegal. Mm-hmm. They can't do that.
Another good thing?
They cannot exclude you because you have a pre-existing condition. You will be able to buy, if you're uninsured because you've been kicked off for your condition, you will be able to buy into insurance through a temporary high-risk pool.
Okay.
It's also going to make it illegal for insurance companies to drop you because you did get sick.
Wow.
It's always bothered me that in this country, you buy insurance in case you get sick, and then when you get sick, they drop you. They drop you.
Like a hot potato, basically?
Yeah, they drop you. They say, oh, you're going to cost us too much money. You're dropped. That was the norm. People were fighting for that practice to continue. You were picketing and bitching because you wanted that to continue. How dare you?
Out of all the people that were picketing and, you know, saying we don't want this to happen, how many people actually understood what they were actually doing in the first
place? None. Because this stuff wasn't talked about. All they cared about was who's going to pay for it? What's the process? How are they trying to slide this by? And the other thing was, the people that were in control of the message were the people, the insurance companies. They were the ones paying mm-hmm. for the message.
So these people picketing are nothing short of idiots,
let's be
honest. And, of course,
they were lobbying. They were lobbying the Congress. And not just Republicans. There were Democrats that are on the take. Okay, so it's going to prohibit insurance companies from dropping you.
That's good.
Immediate. Senior citizens on Medicaid or Medicare are going to get lower prescription drug prices.
That's good.
Immediate. Small businesses that are trying to have employees work for them are going to be offered tax credits in order to give insurance to employees, which will lower their costs. They'll also, by the way, be able to buy in to new plans through a pool, which we'll talk about another day.
Okay.
It will eliminate lifetime limits and restrictive annual limits on benefits in all plans. For example, there were insurance plans that had annual limits of how much money they would pay if you get sick. And we were fine with it. We were fine with it. Oh, you buy the insurance and we'll insure you. However, we'll only insure you up to this much. What is that about?
It should cover the cost of medical
and then
care.
Some of these you pay these premiums, hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month for these premiums. And then mm-hmm. they put some fine print in there that says in the lifetime we will only pay this many $1,000s for your lifetime if you get sick. It's eliminated. It's eliminated these limits.
So can I just ask, is it like, say, if I had a leak and I had insurance, which I don't because I can't afford it, just on my items, there would be an assessor that would come round to assess, you know, what was damaged, what would be replaced as new, and what would be second-hand. Is there like sort of like an assessor system where he comes round and says, well, you've got, you know, well, you only got a slim chance of actually dying from this particular cancer, and they'll give you less money accordingly? Is that it?
No. You would have your insurance, and in the mm-hmm. fine print of the insurance that you'd have, it would say, this insurance company will only pay up to this much money. Listen, when my wife got sick, we went through this. She got sick in December, all right? And the sickness mm-hmm. lasted into January. They charged us. Those sons of bitches, they charged us our 2001, our 2002 full thing. You know, because you have to pay up to three or $4,000 a year Okay. And then they covered everything on top of it. They charged us that, and then it would cost so much money because she was on life support for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Then they charged us the 2003 deductible as well.
Wow.
In order to pay medical bills, the medical bills were, I mean, it was a second mortgage on my house to pay for my wife's medical bills from her sickness in 2002, 2003. They got us twice, and they were able to get away with it.
Big business screwing the common man again?
Immediately, insurance plans will cover all enrollees' dependent children until age 26. Right now, if your parents have insurance, they will cover you until you're 18. Unless you go to college, then they'll cover you in college up to the age of 21, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This new plan says, no. You can cover your child till they're 26.
Okay.
And the insurance companies can't screw you with extra amounts.
It just seems that the insurance companies
the U.S.
are corrupt.
Well, they're not corrupt. It's just big business. That's how big business works. The goal of big business is to make money. That's their goal. And granted,
by screwing the customers.
Listen, you should have the right to make money, but you shouldn't have the right to screw the American people in order to make it. Okay. The new plans, this bill would require new plans to cover preventative services and immunizations without cost sharing. It will ensure consumers have access to an effective internal and external appeals process to appeal new insurance plan decisions. For example, they can't just throw things at you. You can say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. I want to appeal that. And it will require premium rebates to enrollees from insurers with high administrative expenditures and require public disclosure of the percent of premiums applied to overhead cost. That is for these group plans. It's adding a little bit of transparency to the process. Those are things that are immediately going to kick in the next 30 to 90 days. Immediately, these will be kicking in. And that's the stuff that's just immediately happening. There are things that will be happening for the next 6 years that will be kicking in. So there you go. There's the healthcare stuff. For those that don't know it, that's what you were fighting against. When you were going against healthcare, that's what you were going against. And then people go, oh, who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for it? Oh, well, here's who's going to pay for it. If you are an American making more than $250,000 a year, I have some bad news for you.
Oops.
I have bad news for you. Your rate will be going up. You will be paying a little bit more. If you receive dividends on your stock, I've got some bad news. You're going to get a 3% hike. If you are an insurance company, I've got some bad news for you. Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Whoops. If you're a pharmaceutical company, got some bad news for you. However, if you're an American making less than $250,000 a year, then your premium rates will start to see a decline within the next 2 years of what you're
paying. So the people who need it most are getting the best, which it should be.
And I do know, for some reason, we do have a problem with these Robin Hood-type bills where they feel we rob from the rich. We're not robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. We're being decent.
Fair.
So I'm sorry your taxes are going up like 1%. Oh, I'm so sorry. But you know what? When you make $1 billion a year, you're really going to the 1% seems like an obscene amount of money to those of us who don't make it. But is it really that much to you when you're making $1 billion?
at a very, very small percentage. I'm sure they'll get richer and richer as it moves along anyway, so it's going to be no big loss to them in the end.
And God forbid the insurance companies. Oh, God forbid the insurance companies won't make as much obscene profit. Oh, my God, God forbid. By the way, I don't believe that it's going to hurt the insurance companies all that much, because the plan eventually, although it's going to lower premiums for people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For example, Gully, you know, we have to pay a premium every month in order to get insurance.
Okay.
Eventually, it's going to lower our premium costs, but it's going to require that everyone pay a little something to get it. It's going to, you know, people who right now don't have insurance,
mm-hmm.
they will be able to get it. And a part of the reason, and listen, it's not the insurance companies. Not all these insurance companies are evil. They're really not. Some of them just they had to play within the rules that are set, and with competition the way it is,
mm-hmm.
in order to make money, they had to do certain things. Like, for example, they wouldn't take a high risk person or a person who wasn't making a lot of money or a person who didn't have a plan through their. A person who doesn't have a high-paying job. They wouldn't do that. No.
Well, they
now
need to make money, I suppose.
People
yeah.
like my brother Goose, who can't get insurance. He'll now be able to buy in. He'll now be able to buy into insurance. So the insurance, and by the way, he's not buying into he's not buying into a plan from the government. No, he's going to buy into a plan that's managed by an actual insurance company. So the insurance company's going to make money on him. So whenever they say they're going to lose all this money, it's going to be made up. Because people who wouldn't buy insurance before can now buy it.
It's an opportunity for more people, and surely that should outweigh the cost.
So if you haven't realized, people, this bill is more about regulating the insurance companies. All right? That's what it's about. It's about regulating the insurance companies. And people go, well, who the hell's going to pay for it? Well, I don't know. Tell me what the cost is. Tell me what the cost is in forcing insurance companies to not drop people. Where's the cost? Where is the cost? Because you know what? You know who pays for people when they get dropped? Any idea? When you get dropped, you go to the hospital anyway.
Yep.
And guess who ends up eating that cost? The government.
Exactly.
You know? By the way, your brother Andy's in the chat room. He says, so when are you guys going to get free health care like we have in England? I don't think we're ever going to get it free.
Too much money in it.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to get it free, but. We're moving towards the right direction. And you know what? Listen, I don't want everybody in the healthcare industry to lose their jobs. I don't want that to happen.
But it's a steady progress.
Just want it to be fair. Okay, so, Gully, let me get to listener email.
Okay.
I talked about healthcare for the first... I don't know how long I did that there. It seemed to be longer than 5 minutes. It was a lot longer than 5 minutes.
Another 45 seconds.
I get so fired up about this.
I can understand.
I really get fired up about this. I believed in it from the start. And I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm fortunate. I've had health care most of my adult life through either my hard work or my wife's hard work. But... It saddens me. It saddens me when I see people who don't have. It still does. Maybe I'm a bleeding heart, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate to see people. I hate to see people who are in need that don't have. That don't have.
Yep, I'd rather to be hot.
Listen, I would rather, and maybe I am a socialist.
I agree, but you don't know.
Maybe I'm a socialist, or I have some false.
I think I'm a socialist leaning person myself.
I have some
to be
false
honest.
Utopian beliefs, but I would rather have no people worth, nobody worth over $1 billion, and everybody worth over 100,000. That's how I am. I don't know. I watched that movie Precious. It saddens me beyond belief that there are people in this world that live like that. It's horrible. So I don't know. Maybe I am a socialist. I don't know. But I'm glad that we're doing something for the have-nots. And it does sicken me. It sickens me that the haves attempted to keep the... It's like they want to do their best to keep the have-nots from getting anything, you know?
And it's always the rich keeping the poor down. That's the way it's always been. And maybe one day there will be change.
I don't think every rich person wants to...
No, but the people in power do, unfortunately.
Well, listen, the whole thing is sad. It's just sad. We live in a sad time. Okay, so let's move on. I got email from P. Double. Remember the other day we talked about P. Double?
Oh, yeah?
He's in Afghanistan. We're very worried about him. We haven't heard from him. We're very concerned with his well-being. Mm-hmm. People were wanting to know. Didn't we get a listener letter that...
They wanted to know how he was doing.
If he was still alive or if he got shot up.
We hope not.
I got an email from P-Double. He is alive, by the way.
Good news.
P-Double very much alive. Ray, here's a letter. Just wanted to tell you that I got the internet here in Afghanistan. I've been downloading your shows for the last week. It's so nice to have something comforting from home to listen to when I head to the gym or just lay in my bed. I currently live around Jalalabad, Afghanistan. It's a pretty barren, rough place. If there was a metaphor for Vanilla Gorilla's marriage, Jalalabad is it. Yes! It's a very rough and barren place. Just wanted to write a letter to you guys to say the show has been really good lately. I actually enjoy how you and Gorilla talk politics, and Gully responds by inflecting humor and saying, I don't know anything about American politics, over and over and over again.
It works.
I really like conservative commentator Vic. I'm sure Gorilla will be claiming he is the greatest commentator on internet radio within a week if Vic keeps making appearances on the show. Would Vic be willing to skim money from veterans for his own personal use? I would be willing to get blown up so that Vic could use my story for his own personal gain. I'm not like one of those losers who dies so Sean Hannity can profit. I need someone with actual talent to profit from my demise. Oh, that's morbid. He's, of course, talking about the Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity is the political commentator. He is a really conservative political commentator who, as it turns out, has been ripping off.
I actually read about that.
Charity. It's pretty sad. I'm sure he's got people. I'm sure he's trusted the wrong people. I don't think it's Hannity himself. Come on.
So every year he's been going around the country doing these gigs. Someone's been pocketing
doing
the
these,
money.
He's been doing these big concerts, saying that he wants to pay for college educations for the children of fallen soldiers, and they've given less than 2% of the money or something. It's really bad.
Paying for him to fly around in Gulfstream.
And he's flying in a private jet, and they said it's coming out of that. Listen, it's pretty bad. We don't know.
It doesn't look good.
We don't know the whole story, and he certainly isn't talking about it. He's busy.
Not looking good for him.
He's busy bashing this horrible health, as he says, this horrible health care bill that I just told you about. Ray, I had to watch the health care vote this morning. Or last night, your time. And I was glad to see you were posting the updates on Facebook. It's funny to watch the Fox News crew on your friends list and have their heads explode. It makes me laugh when the party that will tell you all about Jesus tells us how all these new people will have health care. So we might be inconvenienced by poor people going to doctors. Remember what Jesus said in Mark 14:32. Out of the way, mother effer. You don't make as much money as me, so die on the street. That's from the Bible. I remember that.
Sounds about right.
I don't, was that Mark? I thought that was Ecclesiastes or whatever the hell that one chapter. Well, I got to go. I could talk healthcare retardation all day long, but I got to go to the gym. Got to stay in shape because we are at war. Great shows. Keep them coming. That's P-Double. Thank you, P-Double. Much love to you. And be safe, buddy. And I will be sure that Gorilla finds out about the... I'm sure the Gorilla will listen to the show, but I'm sure he's turned it off by now after my healthcare stuff.
It's like Jalalabad with the Balaam Wall in the middle.
He usually gets, he usually gets a little...
frustrated.
He'll get frustrated at me talking about it. I'm sure he's hung up or hit stop by now.
Oh, yeah, he's pressed X on the browser.
However, if he did not hit stop, then I'm sure he enjoyed that letter, especially the comparison of his marriage to war-torn Afghanistan. Hey, can I take a second to thank? I want to thank everybody. My hometown, I talked about this the other day, my hometown grade school was, they put up a brand, they raised all this money and the taxes and everything else, and after years and years, they've been using the same old grade school for, 40, 50 years. They finally built a great new school. The school wasn't even around for, I don't know how many years. I don't even know if it was up a year. And MindSync happened underneath it, and it destroyed the school. It was as if an earthquake hit. It's just, there's huge, it just, it sunk.
Yeah, I've seen some of the pictures. It's devastating.
Yeah, so they're trying to raise money, and my friend Jan Dona, who I went to high school with, and Jan was in radio for many years, and now she is out of radio and into print, I believe. But she might, I don't know, maybe she does voice stuff on the side. I'm not sure, but she's pretty talented, and I went to high school with her, and she's the one who turned me on to this. In fact, I think she's the one who put it up. The Pepsi Corporation, as you see, I am drinking Pepsi right here, dietary Pepsi, which I love.
I wish they still made that, yeah.
The Pepsi Corporation really is an amazing company. Maybe it's guilt for putting so much sugar into children.
Yeah, payback. We've ruined your kids' lives. Now we'll fix your school.
The Pepsi Company's doing this amazing thing. They've got $1 million, or I don't know what the full amount is. I think it's around $1 million. That they're giving away. And the whole thing is they want to fund good community ideas. Mm-hmm. So they give a grant to different communities. And I believe it was Jan, and if it isn't her, then I'm sorry she's going to get the credit. I'm sorry if she's not the one who started it, but she's the one who turned me on to it. So there you go. So... refresheverything.com is the webpage. Anyway, they put up as one of the ideas to help rebuild the grade school. And my old school is up for a $250,000 grant from Pepsi.
Cool.
And the way they're deciding who gets the money is they're asking you to vote. All right? They're asking you to vote.
Okay.
On the refresheverything.com website. It's Benelled, B-E-N-L-D, Gillespie Benelled Grade School. That's where I grew up, is Gillespie, Illinois. So I put the links on my Facebook, and I got to tell you, sometimes I've had privilege in my life to be somewhat regionally famous for broadcasting when I was on FM radio.
Mm-hmm.
And although there were times I hated my job or the stations or whatever, I always loved my fans. And now that I'm off FM radio and just doing the internet thing, the audience is much smaller. However, they're still just as passionate. And I got to tell you, I put it on my Facebook. And I've got like 1,000 Facebook friends. I'm not one of these people that has, I don't have 10,000 fans or anything. I got 1,000. I got 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I put this thing up. And I thank you too, Gully, because even you live in England. You can, it doesn't affect you one way or the other, but I know that you did this as well.
Oh, yeah.
So many of my friends went on and voted for this, and then also shared with all of their Facebook friends that this is going on. And I'm not taking credit for this. I'm simply pointing out the facts. This is not me patting myself on the back. This is me thanking you. I want to say in advance so that nobody thinks I'm that this is about me. It really isn't. I'm pointing it out to thank you. When they informed me about this, it was ranked 300 and something. It was ranked 314 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
After I put it on my Facebook and all of my friends and fans and all you listeners and everybody voted from my page and then shared with it and put it on your page, and then you voted on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Today we're number 74.
That's a big jump.
We went from 314 to 74th place. And I don't know if we're going to get this. I don't know. I'd like to think we will, but I don't know. I guess we got into this late. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot bigger cities than little podunk Gillespie, Illinois, that are trying for this money. But, by making this public and asking all you guys to do it, and you guys doing it, I thank you so much because, well, I'm sorry, we're now at number 76. Excuse me, I said 74. We're at 76.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at 76th place. We started with 300 and some odd place. How amazing is that?
That's a big jump. That's a lot of people voting really quickly, and
how
that's really good.
Amazing is that?
It really is. It's the power of the internet.
So, God, I hope we win. But if we don't, we made a hell of an effort, didn't we?
Yeah, that's a dent
right there. And thank you for voting. And all I ask is that you vote every day. All right? Just vote every day. And if you don't need to save the address if you don't know it, just go to my Facebook and I'll put it up. I'm going to put it up every day. And thanks to Pepsi for doing something like this. And thanks to all of you for voting and sharing. It means so much. Thank you so much. And I am embarrassed because Jan sent out a nice email, and I want to read it to you guys because she's essentially thanking you, the fans. But it makes it sound like I'm getting the credit, and I don't deserve the credit. I can vote once. All right, that's all I can do. I deserve credit for one vote a day. The real credit goes to, the group of Chubby Ray Live fans. You guys are the ones that really are to blame for this. But, she sent out an email thanking everybody for posting the link. And that the school district is in desperate need of the new elementary school. And she asked everyone to post the link as often as they can. And then she put a special note at the end. She says, to Ray Lytle, I know you've posted this several times. Thank you so much for that. Your fans have really responded. They are awesome. Thank you so much, and thanks to your fans. So thank you for the nice email, Jan. We are continuing to post this every day. And it's not just me. It is Sean Belint. Sean's got like thousands of fans. And he put it
Sean's
on his
cult following,
which is awesome. I thank him so much for that. My wife put it on hers. Gully, I know you did it. I mean, so many people that listen to this show did it, and I thank you all for doing that. That's very cool. thank you so much for doing that. Continue to spread that word, if you will, to help them out. It well, really people, is. It's amazing. It all the way into 70 whatever place there. That's and that, by the
that's
way, that's out
driven.
Of that's out of 1,084 entries. We're in the 70s now. So keep fingers crossed. I don't know if it's going to happen, but boy, it sure is nice to make it then. It sure is to be up there is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. And keep voting every day. I'll put the links up on Facebook. If you're listening, maybe you're listening over Stitcher, or you've never heard the show before. Maybe you don't are unaware of how it works, or maybe you don't even know our names. Let me pass along the information to you. If you want to be a friend on Facebook, facebook.com/RayLytle. That's RayLytle. It's facebook.com/RayLytle, RayLytle. Look me up. Friend me. And Twitter, twitter.com/RayLytle, RayLytle. Look for me on both of those. I update them separately. And I try to be somewhat entertaining. I hope that I am. If not entertaining, I'm informative. Or like last night, I was just being mean. I was going around to super conservative people that thought the sky was falling because, you know, the nice things we talked about with healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they hated the fact that these things were being passed. So.
Idiots.
Yeah. So I had to talk to them and calm them down.
Oh, you have to quell the angry crowd.
It was more like I was gloating, but...
That's good to poke the stick.
It was actually more like gloating. Oh, well.
Never mind. I'm sure you can cope with that.
All right, so we have a little time. Do you want to try to talk to chat roulette people again?
That would be interesting, yes. One thing I'd like to talk about as
sure.
well that has just recently come up, that the fact that Google has decided to no longer censor Chinese searches on the Google webpage, and it's been rerouted to Japan, which in actual fact means that Google is now uncensored in China. And I think in the next few hours, you may find that China will actually block Google entirely from the country.
I would think so, right?
That's a big thing. That is going to cost them, literally, both sides, millions and millions.
These Chinese don't fool around, buddy.
Oh, no, they'll cut them off without even thinking about it.
They don't fool around.
No.
They don't fool around. They don't like these freedoms. They don't like that stuff.
The free speech just seems to be non-existent in China. And without a shadow of a doubt, there are meetings being held right now to discuss when and how they will be cutting Google off from the country entirely.
They don't play around in that China.
There's no free press whatsoever. It just annoys me, the fact that, you know, it takes a company like Google to stand up to them when government should be saying to them, we'll hang on.
Don't you think that these... Obviously, we don't have a problem with their style of government. We obviously don't care.
Well, it's because all the products they're giving to all of our countries. That would be the main reason.
Well,
but the human rights abuses in China
don't you think when you're a major corporation who employs the Chinese people,
mm-hmm.
which helps stimulate their economy, don't you think that's basically absolving them of... those human rights abuses? Don't you think that basically says, it's okay. We can get our products made cheaper, so that's okay. You guys go ahead and keep doing that.
It's what price we have paid. Unfortunately, the people have not had a backbone, and I think in this case, Google have actually stood up and said, well, no, we're not having this at all. And I think that's a very brave move.
Unfortunately, Google doesn't sell products that need to be made there. As soon as they start making their own phones and computers... they'll back down. I'm just saying that we do seem to, American companies and European countries, anybody who has products made there, they seem to not have a problem with these human rights abuses. Because we continue to pump money into the Chinese economy.
It seems to get overlooked, and sadly it's money a game.
Meanwhile, I don't hear about human rights abuses in Mexico. All I hear about is corrupt government.
Mm-hmm.
And we always hear about that. But God forbid we put any jobs in Mexico.
Well,
we do put jobs in Mexico, everybody bitches about it.
It's a no-win situation, I'm afraid.
And I'll say this again. maybe instead of raising up the government of China for the last 20 years, all right, President Bush, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, maybe instead of raising up the Chinese economy for the last 30 frickin' years, if we would have raised up the economies in our own hemisphere, like what the North American Free Trade Agreement was supposed to do, if we would have helped make Mexico more economically stable, make Guatemala a better country, make South American country, if we would have Central American and Mexican and Mexico, if we would have made those countries better by allowing us to outsource jobs for there, now God forbid we wouldn't pay them as cheap as we pay the Chinese. Maybe if they had jobs in Mexico, all of the damn poor Mexicans wouldn't cross the border to come live here. We wouldn't even have an immigration issue. In fact, with the way our economy is, people might be sneaking across the border to go work in Mexico.
Sadly, I don't think any government really is going to take any steps against China.
Think about that. And then when we should have gone in and helped the Mexican government, no. But we had no problem overthrowing the Iraqi government. I swear to God, one of these days, they're going to find out that Mexico has oil, like massive amounts of oil. And it'll be amazing. It will be amazing how this country will bend over to finally help the Mexicans. It will be unbelievable how we will finally want to stabilize their government and economy.
All we want to do
is complain about them sneaking into this country when they don't realize that the problem could have been solved 20 years ago by helping stabilize theirs.
To draw the line under it, what I think is it's good to see that a company which is meant to be don't be evil is actually standing to the guns and potentially losing out on tens and tens of millions of dollars to make a point that we will not take censorship, and that is a good thing.
You're right.
It's a very good thing.
I'm just saying that one day, the further you are away from someone, is the fact that you're far away from someone is going to matter. And God forbid we ever get to a situation where we have to close borders or whatever. God forbid, wouldn't it be nice to have the countries that are connected to us? And I'm saying us in the United States. You're lucky. Mm-hmm. You got water on one side, and
can we put a wall around Wales though?
Well, you might want to keep them.
No. They're useless.
But I'm just saying, the countries that are connected to the United States are Canada and Mexico. One of these, you never know. One day, the world might be such an unstable place that we're just going to have to hang in our own hemisphere. God forbid, listen, God forbid China, what if China called, I read these, these people are complaining about the economy and our deficit and everything. China could call in loans, and if they did, it'll destroy the international financing, and the global economy will be destroyed, and we'll have to start all over, and blah, 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 blah. God forbid that ever happen. That means you close down borders, create new currency, or create a new form of economy.
It's definitely the sort of...
When that happens, though, you only trade with the people that are connected to you. And right now, Mexico is so crappy, they would be useless to us. I just think...
Well, it's definitely a sword of Damocles hanging over everyone with the debt to China. It's, you know, they can call it in at any time, like you said, so... It's a very worrying prospect, which means they will get away with more.
But we have selective concern for the deficit. We have selective concern. When we were going after Iraq, when we went to war with Iraq because they attacked us on 9/11, wait a minute, what? They didn't? Oh, I thought that was Iraq that sent those planes. It wasn't? The Taliban didn't run Iraq? Saddam Hussein wasn't the Taliban?
Weapons of mass destruction.
Well, goddamn, what'd we go in there for?
Invisible WMDs.
But when people pointed out, they said, hey, this is going to cost a lot of money. You do realize this is going to hurt the deficit. Bush and Cheney said, F that. We'll get rid of pay-go. We'll get rid of pay-as-you-go. And we can ruin the deficit as much as we want. Let's abolish pay-as-you-go, which were the rules that the first President Bush and President Clinton played under. We'll abolish those rules. We'll throw out the fact. We will totally disregard the fact that when Ronald Reagan realized that the trickle-down effect didn't work and he raised taxes on the rich and created pay-as-you-go, because he realized how it was going to hurt the country if we kept at that pace, they decided they would get rid of pay-as-you-go so that way they could do unlimited funding for that war. Where were the people complaining about all of this money for the over $1 trillion deficit that Bush put us in order to liberate Iraq? We need to liberate them. I'm going to fly in on a jet and a big boat, and I'm going to, with a flag behind me, and I'm going to give a speech. And the war's, going to be over. And 10 years later, we're still there.
Sadly, what seems to have the opinion more formed over the past like 10 years of being like,
it's going into politics. It's America. America has selective. We have selective concerns. We were not. I want to point this out. We were not concerned about the deficit when we decided to liberate the Iraqis, because the Iraqis somehow are freedom. The Iraqis were somehow, I'm not sure what freedom of mine the soldiers are fighting for as they die in Iraq. I'm still trying to figure out what, I know they're dying for my freedom, but I'm trying to figure out what freedom was being taken away by these Iraqis. I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, the general consensus worldwide is the freedom to fill up your car for cheaper than anywhere else.
I don't know. I certainly don't know who would be in the oil industry that would be interested in that. But nobody cared about the toll this would take on our deficit to help liberate Iraq. But they sure seemed concerned about the toll of the deficit when it comes to, what were the 10 things I mentioned? Covering children with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that if you have a disease, you can get insurance. Making sure that you can't be dropped when you get sick. Making sure that health care is affordable. We're so worried about the deficit now. But we didn't give a shit. We didn't give a shit when we were providing health care for the Iraqis. No one cared. Oh! They let them have it. Let them have it. Because that came from the right.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, people who so value life are okay with war. It always bothers me that people who so value life have no problem with war. And people who are so for choice have such a problem with someone choosing to go to war. It just, these are the kind of things that really bother me. So
it's kind of
we have
really
selective concern in this country. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got so much stuff I got to get into. I haven't even told you about my PS3. Ugh.
Oh, no.
Gully, it's a horror story.
It's not the yellow light of death, is it?
Yes, that's what I got.
Oh, yes, no.
You know about this.
I know about the yellow light of death. Right?
Yeah, I got the yellow light of death. I just, the story is unbelievable. It's, and by the way, MLB 10, the show, you've heard about me talk about this game so much, right? It's the game that my wife went out and got it for me at midnight, and my life revolved around this game, remember?
Yeah.
Everything had to do with this game.
It just pains me to say this. The game I was playing when the yellow light of death happened.
Mm-hmm.
MLB 10, the show.
Oh.
So guess what's trapped inside the PS3.
Oh.
And I can't get it out.
Oh, dear.
Can't get it out. So I'm going to have to send it in. Mm-hmm. And they told me they don't know if they'll be able to. They said, well, we don't know. We'll try to repair it, but if we can't repair it, I'm sorry.
So, is it in warranty still?
It is out. No, it's 2 years old. It's out of PlayStation warranty. It's out of Sony warranty. However, I did get an extended repair warranty from the place I purchased it. I bought an extended warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So the place I purchased it from claims they have a warranty, but it sounds, to be honest, it sounds to me like they're just going to take it and throw it away and then give me a gift card to pay for so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if don't get a brand new one.
If they can't fix it, they pay so much of it. Well, no, they're not going to send me a new one.
They'll send you one that'll
They'll send me a gift card worth the equivalent of, you know, of so much.
Uh-huh.
Like up to so much of value or whatever.
It's no good when you haven't got a PlayStation, though.
No, what the hell good is that? You know?
No, that's useless.
But what am I going to do? I got to make up the difference? You know what? So then I'm like, okay, well, I'll try to find money somewhere. I'll sell some stuff and I'll get money. And I'll buy a new PlayStation 3. Except the only game I play, I don't have a lot of money, so I can't afford a lot of games. The only game I play, is MLB 10, the show. That's it. It's the only game I play. And I don't have the game. Because
so that's just useless then?
Because it is stuck. Because the game is stuck.
Oh.
Inside the PS3 that went bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So did you in vain put it on today after it dying?
Well, yeah, it won't come on. I mean, it just doesn't. It tries to turn green. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It tries to turn green, but it turns yellow and then red.
Right. Okay.
So if you my one joy in life, Gully, is playing PS3.
Well, when the show ends, I'll talk you through a few things you can try to do to revive it.
I tried, and they say that I cannot take anything apart because it would void the repair warranty.
Okay, did you hold the on switch until you got three beeps?
It won't do it. It won't beep. It just won't beep. It won't do it.
That's a killer.
Yeah, it won't turn on. I just can't. If I could get it to turn on, I would eject the game, and then I'll be fine. You know, I'll rent a system or buy another system until I get the other one fixed or I get money back for it.
The feed got the yellow light of death as well, it seems.
It sucks.
That's a killer.
My joy in life is this game, MLB 10, the show. It's my joy. I love this game. It's what I saved. I sold everything on eBay to get enough money to buy this. It's my one joy.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind the fact that my house is one giant media server.
Mm-hmm.
And everything ran through the old shows run through PS3. You know what I mean? The good news is I backed up all the old shows. Thank God, by the way. I backed up all the old shows and my movies and TV, all that stuff. I backed it up to external hard drives.
That's good.
But I did not back up my game files, you know.
Well, that's the problem with the PlayStation and the Xbox, is the fact that some saves are protected, so even if you have an external memory card or a USB thumb drive, you won't be able to copy it. Yeah. So you're stuck. Now, that's one thing that they should have, consoles. You should be able to back up all your saves online as part of the you know, subscription.
Wish I could, but I didn't. So I'm screwed.
That's a bitch.
I'm serious. I don't get a lot of enjoyment from a lot of things.
Fair enough. At least you're honest.
My wife makes me happy. My daughter makes me happy. My family makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. I don't get a lot of joy from a lot of things. I'm usually a very angry person. I'm a miserable person. I don't get joy out of music. I'm not one of these people, I love music, it brings me joy. It really doesn't, no. Playing in a band, I like the guys I play with. I enjoy it okay. Mm-hmm. But I gotta be honest, it's a lot of hard work. I don't get a lot of enjoyment from it. I know. And my back hurts. And my feet hurt. You know, I'm very miserable when I do these gigs. So I don't get a lot of enjoyment from that.
Okay.
I don't get a lot of enjoyment from a lot of things. I enjoy reading, writing, doing this show, and playing MLB 10 The Show on PS3. It's one of those things I really enjoy.
So, have you said to the people that you're sending the console back to,
yes,
can I please have my game back?
I said, $70. I said, I don't have a lot of money. I paid $70 when it was all said and done to buy this game.
It's ridiculous how much the games actually cost.
It was $70 when it was all said and done. And I said, it's the only game I play. Can you get the game out? They said, well, we can't guarantee it, but we'll put a note on it. I'm like, you can't guarantee it? They said, no, we'll put a note on it.
They've got to open it up anyway, so surely they can just take the discount.
How can you not guarantee getting me my game back? I said, you don't understand. $70.
So does their
And by the way, I don't have $70.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I got a tax return coming back. I've been on unemployment, which means I'll probably have to pay taxes.
Oops.
Eventually, you know what I mean? Eventually, I'm going to have to save up enough money to buy a new PS3. But there's no way I'm going to find an extra $70 to get this game over again. There's no way. But with my luck, I will. I'll finally save the money and get it, and then they'll send the stupid game back. I'll have two of them.
So I think what I'm thinking here is that their repair services, they get the PlayStation, they plug it in, and they press the button. Okay, it's broke. We better send them out to
Falcon. Al says I should start a telethon like Jerry's Kids. I'll be like Sean Hannity. I'll say I'm raising money for the troops and pocket it.
Well, I want Final Fantasy, I'll get on this.
I know that's not what he did, but still.
Ray needs a new PS3, and I need Final Fantasy.
Yeah, so it just, you know what? So I'm going to have to play MLB 9, which I still have. Thank God. I was about to list it on eBay, and I didn't.
Luckily.
So I'll have to play MLB 9 again, I guess. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
Well, the policy over here from Sony is, so your PlayStation 3 broke. Oh, that's out of warranty.
Tough.
Buy a new one.
Well, no, but that's Sony's policy here. But awful. My wife is very smart. Let's remember.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is an intelligent person. When she bought the PS3, okay,
mm-hmm.
She bought it, and she was able to also buy an extended warranty, all right? She mm-hmm. bought the extended warranty for 2 years instead of the usual Sony 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
April 28th, it'll be 2 years. So it broke within the 2 years. So it is under warranty, the extended warranty. It's not under manufacturer warranty, the extended warranty. So there is a warranty, it just doesn't cover everything. but she did buy the extended repair warranty.
So it's quite unlucky for the PlayStation 3 to actually die, because they're not like the Xbox. Right. Everyone's had at least two Xboxes.
Yeah.
They're very reliable.
The PS3 doesn't, and the new PS3, like the skinny ones, they never break down. This seems to be the old fat one like I've got.
Which I've got as well. Don't
Can I say us old fat ones break down? The old fat ones break down.
Well, I got an old fat one,
the
too.
The sleek ones, they never break down. So anyway, I wanted to get that story. That's what's happening to me, so... There you go. Feel sorry for me.
The violins are playing.
Yes. We should probably get the hell out of here. It is time for the show to end. I want to thank everybody for listening and for bearing with me talking about, I know that I drive people crazy when I talk about healthcare, but I'm very happy. I really am. What can I say? I'm happy it passed. I'm happy. Everything seems good. I want to thank P-Double for his great letter. And I'm sorry that Jalalabad is much like Gorilla's marriage. Speaking of Gorilla, he's back tomorrow with a Tuesday Newsday. Gully and I will also be here to entertain you. And conservative political pundit Vic is going to return to tell us what he thinks about this healthcare plan. Oh, my God. I can hardly wait. Plus, later this week, Hillbilly Joe. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We got to go. Say goodbye, Gully.
Tati Bogle.
Tati Bogle, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central Time. www.chubbyray.com. Thanks for listening. Remember, vote for my grade school through Pepsi. Download Stitcher for your mobile phones. And go to chubbyray.com daily. Talk to you later. So long, everybody.